Thank you.
In other words, you may be standing next to someone who is hit directly, and you would experience nothing. The machinery of destruction on your world is unparalleled. Stop work on the space platform? Don't you believe it for one moment. This is merely to quiet you ones who are demanding the government cut spending. This space platform, though not fully completed, has been operational for several years, and the refinements and work continue. And then he has in parentheses, there are some of us who have a bird's eye view. Oh, Chalas, we wish that we could come to you ones and tell you that it is all over and that the battle has been won. It has not, unfortunately, and it is our position to bring you the truth of things, regardless of how unpleasant it may be. And speaking of unpleasantness, I shall add one more bit of information to your list. Let us address the situation of water. Not just that which you drink, but that which is being used to water such places as golf courses and parks. Much of this water comes from your sewage treatment plants. You call it effluent. This water is not considered potable, but your government has determined that it is suitable for such things as sprinkling of golf courses and parks, etc. This water is from your sewer systems, brought back to wastewater treatment plants, treated with certain chemicals and microbacteria, and then is pumped out for use in watering. The solid material is wastewater settles to the bottom of these treatment plants and is being used in some places as fertilizer on farms. The problem with this practice is this. What happens to all the blood and bodily fluids from hospitals, mortuaries, slaughtering houses, etc.? It should come as no surprise to you that it is poured down the drains and goes into the public sewer systems. Are you beginning to get the picture? All the viruses, bacteria, and poisons are being recycled back into your environment in one form or another. Chalas, the hepatitis virus is a very hardy little fellow and is not destroyed during the treatment process of the sewage. It is recycled back into your environment by way of watering of golf courses and as farm fertilizers. Is it any wonder that hepatitis infections are on the increase? Also, know that 90% of water used for human consumption is never tested for these viruses. It is interesting, however, that one of the places which tests for such and treats the water with ozone, which is effective in killing viruses, is the state prison in my scribe state. Wonder what's under that. Your new president is pressing headlong into mandatory immunizations for all children. Oh, precious ones, this is most dastardly, for these children have no say in the matter. You know not that which is being injected into these little ones, and it is a crime against creation. These little immune systems are being destroyed before they even have a chance to develop. What new diseases will be developed in this experiment? This insanity far outweighs any of the acts that were performed in Nazi Germany. Your elite make Hitler look like a Sunday school teacher. As an aside note, today, three of the four KC-135 military cargo planes assigned near this location took off fully loaded. To some, this would mean little, but to someone who has spent a lot of time around the military, it is indication that some sort of alert status was initiated. What were they carrying, and where were they going? Just know that from this southwestern location, their heading was northwest. Let us draw this writing to a close. There is enough here to cause many to think and search out some answers, and that is part of the lessons which you ones must go through at this time. Our job is to help bring you to a point that you ones find these things out for yourselves. It is known as taking responsibility. The facts are difficult to find, and it is often difficult to sort truth from lies. But this, too, is part of the lessons which you ones are learning. We of the host thank all of those who have stayed the course in these difficult times and can only tell you that it must be done and done by you. No one else can do it for you, not God, not the host, only you. I leave you with the blessings and the holy and the light of Holy God of creation. Know that you are a spark of that light and therefore quite able. We hold you in total God love. Soltec to standby. Salut.
Thank you, and while you're up. Maybe you'd like to speak just a moment on the subject of zinc molecules and charged particles.
I would.
I mean, people ask me for the secret of the universe in 30 seconds or less. Surely you can do it in half the time.
I wouldn't even try. Well, Commander gave a description that will be in the Liberator this week. We have now written brief descriptions of the Giandriana product and a new product called Aqua Gia, which is mitochondria, which are the, you could think of them, the batteries, the energy transducers, the things that give energy to the cells. And Commander has written a very elegantly put and vivid description of the little Pac-Men and their interactions. Let's say the way the two products together work and how they go about destroying any of the things in your cells that shouldn't be there. And I couldn't do justice to his discussion of it.
Oh,
but,
wow.
but I can't. Well, if I start talking like a physicist, nobody will understand what I'm talking about.
Well, that's what I want you to do. I didn't want them to understand it. I want them to be impressed.
Be wild by it. Somehow we're losing the essence of teaching here, aren't we? The idea of a virus, like Commander was saying, as having essentially a capstone or a particular atom in its structure that maintains its composure, probably is the best way I can put it. And if it loses that particular linchpin, let's say, then the whole thing falls apart or is susceptible or is its Achilles heel. That's what Commander is talking about in this writing. And it is elegant that these little creatures have the intelligence to know exactly how to attack. Not just be able to attack, but how to attack these viruses, for instance. Attack the one atom, the zinc atom, that is at the top of the capstone, if you want to think of its structure, to allow for its, therefore, complete disintegration. It stops it in its tracks. I really can't do justice to what Commander wrote, but it is vivid, and for anybody who thinks that this is nothing but water, I think that description alone will answer a lot of questions. And I'd like to stop it at that point.
That's fine. Thank you. I don't want you to show me up anyway. I wanted you to say that because I wanted John to hear it. You see, back through John's practice, he was into aircraft motors, etc. But you see what really happens in your training. You get fascinated with a given subject, frequencies, for instance, were John's love. And when you began to work in light and frequency, and how to charge and discharge and change the charge of particulate, you're getting into the working foundation of life. Remember what you are, what is creation and what is God. God creates through energy and thought. And with that, all things can come into being because they will all have their proper charges, if you will. Their pins, their archstone wedges in the proper place. There is a genetic DNA blueprint. And you're going to be hearing more and more because they really don't like me breaking the rules and bringing you something. They want to do all of this great, big, secret stuff, get control of it before you have the ability to use it, garner it and keep it from you. But it's a big, unwieldy system. And you're going to be hearing every day, if you read your papers and etc., you're going to be finding more and more of these articles talking about genetic structure and etc. Keep your eyes open. And especially you ones working with these very pieces of equipment that can produce those very frequencies. Your priori equipment. You see, I'm not interested in... Everybody wants a Rife microscope. Who in the hell needs a Rife microscope? The Rife microscope isn't the point. It's what you introduce with that which you see, once you can see it. And you're going to find that light frequencies are extremely crucial. And it will be through the frequency that you can knock out the little molecule of zinc. There are many ways to do it. And the most practical is to be able to do it from within, where it's at. You see, Priori had developed a piece of equipment that literally, I believe he was in France at the time, and he developed this equipment that could treat, if you will, an entire body. One could be pushed through it like a CAT scan, a body scan, whatever you call that. Or a being could stand in this apparatus while it would be hit with these frequencies. And it would go in and it would not hurt. These frequencies would be set so they would not hurt the living cells. You see, radiation destroys everything around it. Is a very negative treatment. The Priori equipment did not touch the healthy cell. So you're having to look at the reality of what is normal and natural in a body. Cancer is a normal, natural thing. It is the inability of the immune system to get in there and take care of the mutant cells. It's a problem. And as far as I am concerned, you can give me 500 definitions and types of cancer. There is only one. A mutant cell. Out of control. Doesn't matter where it is. All you're doing when you tell me you have lung cancer or lymph cancer or whatever, those are not types. You have damaged cells with a system unable to bring them into balance. That's all we're talking about, balancing a system. And to balance a system, your nutritionist will tell you, well, you need to eat this, 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 and this. Well, surprisingly enough, the ones, when you get it down to the fact that it works, is going to be as simple as the mineralization picking up the frequencies of the color that is, as it's presented through its own frequency and tone. And you see, you're going to have this little mid-range of tone, these little octaves in the middle, where you hear, then where you see. And then there are these myriads of ones outside these simple physical ranges of perception and reception. Dorma's system, for instance, has gotten to the point that the very electricity running through the wires is annoying. This is going to happen to all of you. And yes, someone responded and said, yes, but they are patterning audio, you know, radio signals above that. Yes, they are. But you will literally get to the point where you perceive, you are just sensitive enough. You can go under a very, very high power line. And what do you hear? What do you feel? You feel the electricity and you hear it. Well, what makes you think it's different running through the wire in your home? So at some point you will get to the point where you will even recognize when electricity is tampered with. Your body will get sensitive enough to know when the cycles are wrong. The cells of your body already recognize these things and function accordingly. But if and when they forget, which is all you have, when a cell dies, it forgets, cannot reproduce itself. So if you can put in its DNA replication program, it's just like a little computer. It speeds right back up and it will run for you. And it will tend its own little cell. That's why taking an overabundance of whatever you're going to take would just be sloughed off. The body will acquire what it needs. And it's going to take a little while. This is why I'm doing this, for a reason. You ones who gather up the gandriana and the mitochondria and the chlorella and all this stuff, you need to know a little bit about what you're doing. Now you can go take this whole bunch and wad of stuff and it still will help you. If you do it properly, it's going to help you more. If you do it too much, you're just going to waste your money. I believe it is said that the Americans have the most expensive urine in the world. Because you overdo everything. Oh, one vitamin is good in 500 milligrams. I better take 10,000. Well, if you get idiotic enough and you take that much overdosage of selenium, you will die. It is a heavy metal poison. And yet, if you don't have the proper amount of trace selenium, you will die. If you have the wrong balance of aluminum, you will get Alzheimer's. And the heavy metals are the hardest thing, or any of the metal poisons, be it aluminum, magnesium, anything, are harder to attend and neutralize and get rid of in the body. That's what your liver's for, your kidneys are for. They try and try and try to clean up your system. And you try and try and try to poison them. Now, you are humans. I take exception when a physician, a holistic doctor, says to you, well, you've got to give up all of this stuff. That's fine if you did it, but you don't. So let us work with what you have. You wouldn't need another vitamin until the day you die if you ate naturally and everything was grown properly. You see, I do not take exception to fertilizer additives properly done. Because your vegetables will usually know exactly what they need, just as will your body, unless you poison them. And there are many, many substances they don't know. They are overwhelmed by it. And their own little carrot system cannot cleanse it. Radiation is one major problem. You have a messed up system in your digestive tract for milk. Why? You pasteurize it, kills the enzymes and the acidophilus. Once you have an imbalance, you see, you've got a problem. Because in efforting to overcome the problem, usually the additions will overbalance it the other way, and the body will shut down. And you know, if you're going to feed yourself, well, let me think of what. Thyroid. Well, I'm just going to up my metabolism a little bit. I am going to take thyroid. All right. You get a little too much thyroid, what happens? Your thyroid begins to cut down. So at some point, you can kill off your thyroid production. This is true of any gland. And when you shut down the production of some of your glands, like your adrenal gland and your pineal gland, etc., you have killed your body, basically. If you don't handle insulin well, and you start taking insulin, the little islets of longer hands will stop producing because you're doing it for them. Well, obviously, you don't take three doses or whatever intakes of, you know, six swallows of Giandriana and expect to quit insulin tomorrow morning. Let your body tell you what it's doing. Some of the glands, if they have been so badly injured, you're working from zero. But if there is tissue there, it can reclaim its function. You must use your heads. Don't store the aqua ghee. In the same bottle over a long period of time as the Giandriana. Don't think, well, I'm just going to save time here. I want to just dump them in together. They all look the same, taste the same. Will it hurt it? Will it hurt you? No. But once that base fuel, which is basically vitamin C, is used up, the mitochondria will begin to eat those little Giandriana beings, creatures, I call them. And therefore, you are getting an unbalanced ratio. And if left long enough together, pretty soon all you've got to gain is mitochondria. It's not going to hurt to put it in your mouth at the same time. But if you're concerned about it, put the stuff under your tongue, go go put the other stuff under your tongue after you get sick of that in your mouth. The mitochondria does very, very well in just a slug and a little bit of apple juice. If you really want to do yourself some good, get some guava. You can purchase it at the store. If you really have this health food nut attitude, go grind it up yourself. Squash it. But get a can of it. You don't even have to do that. But if you're going to do it, you can do a very good job of enhancing the amount of Dhyandrayana in solution. It will only multiply itself to its food supply. And it will do that in 48 hours. So add a little guava. But the thing is, I wouldn't do it to your entire quart. Why wouldn't I? Because it's going to sit there, and at room temperature, it is going to ferment, isn't it? Spoil. If everything about it isn't right. So if you're going to add it to your larger bottle that's going to last you for a long time, for goodness sakes, put it in the refrigerator to slow up the action after the 48 hours. The reproduction, the culturing, does better at room temperature. Just like keeping bread or any other substance. You can even freeze it. I do not suggest boiling it. You'll kill off a lot of it. It's like yeast. It is a living organism. And as the enzymes react in there, you're going to find your whole digestive system perking up and serving you properly. Why? Because it is a living organism and it has its own perfect working relationship with everything else around it. And if you start pasteurizing it, you're going to kill it. It's fine. If it smells bad, you see, Dorma about blew a gasket. She was sent a special bottle of stuff, and she opens it and takes a glug of it, and it is rotten. And the interesting thing is, had she just left it open for 5 minutes, it would have dissipated. These are the gases which are the byproduct of culturing, reproduction of self. So if you open a bottle and it has an odor, leave it open for a while. And if you want to clear it up sooner, pour it into a shallow dish so that it has more evaporating surface. Then put it back in your bottle. And then refrigerate it if you want, and it won't have any flavor at all. If you want flavor in it, put some in it. You big people. If you want it red, put some red dye number 13 in it. Whatever grabs you. My point in this little story is that it is not complicated. Please don't make it complicated. There is something in ginkgo that works in absolute harmony with it. There's something in these antioxidants that are being offered to you now that work in absolute harmony. They're the little tools that support these baby organisms and balance out the aggressiveness of already sick cells. And I would urge you to keep up your vitamin intake. But I would also urge you to cut down if you are on mega doses? You need a lot of vitamin C. It thrives in vitamin C. And you're going to find that after a while you thrive in the higher frequency light. Just treat it reasonably like a beautiful newly born babe. You would not feed bourbon to a 3-day-old infant. On the other hand, mankind has reached the point where you're going to have your coffee. I would always suggest that you keep it to a minimum. I'm not telling you to cut it out. For goodness sakes, we've even utilized coffee as a base for the light frequency. But caffeine has a tendency to diminish and kill off some of the ganglia. So use reason. Obviously, if you are poisoning yourself with tobacco of any kind, they lace this stuff with opium now, you know. Try to cut down and then try to cut it out. But for goodness sakes, I'm not stupid enough to be here expecting all of you to go on either a celibacy program or give up your coffee. And if you're going to go ahead and have coffee, for goodness sakes, up your intake of the other. It can't be any more expensive than lung cancer, for instance, to heal. If you have to buy an extra bottle. But after you have achieved balance, you don't need to keep up very much a dosage unless you begin to feel sick or something. You know, a maintenance regime of this should be no more than a teaspoonful under your tongue, a couple or three times a week. If you do it daily, man, you've got her not, I'll tell you. Don't make it complicated. The very first thing you do is not make it complicated. Just don't make the two little things live in the same environment. On the shelf, they go right to work in the body. They know exactly what to do. So let's let it do it. That's enough on that subject. I'm going to have the giggling ones get up and make a speech. No, I love it. I love the sound. There is nothing more wonderful. Sandy, I'm sorry I didn't ask you to come prepared, or maybe you did, to share with us. From our new friend, speaker. There's some blessings coming in to you ones. When you feel all alone, very sad, there are many, many receivers around. And most of it will seem as simple repetition. It's because all of you will begin to hear and understand. Just as one of these days, all of you will hear the electricity and you'll weed it out. Man has a tendency to cast aside that which he doesn't need to hear or hold or have. Unfortunately for mankind, the bombardment and the trainers, the hypnotizers, come along and they tell you what to hear and see, and you cast aside all discernment the inability to see other than what they're giving you. So as you come back into your wholeness and your realization and the understanding of what has happened to you, you will begin to regain these functions that you've lost. Enjoy it. This is the glory of the path home. Because when you finally reach that understanding, you're over this miserable road. And yet it's been a bit of fun, hasn't it? The experience of a lifetime or lifetimes, it matters not. The physical experience is the greatest opportunity of growth and learning of any of the dimensions, because the lessons are different. It's also the hardest to get over, and you get stuck in it for so long, and you've only begun. Remember the Pleiades breakdown? You're still in primitive stage. That's fun. That's wonderful. Because that tells you, as an experiencing, growing soul, you've got a lot to go. A lot of fun to be had. A lot of plays to be played. You just happen to be in the greatest one of all now. Would anyone like to say anything before we close this?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming. I would ask Oberle that you just leave the equipment. And if you need to visit with ones, you can come back, take her home.
All right.
Let's not cause any confusion in the room. It's been a hard week. It's been a hard 2 or 3 weeks. But spending time in the courtroom, maybe before we go, I would share with you once. I did a dirty to them. Sent them to court, to the very judge that is trying the Koreatown slasher case. And I can't even express my appreciation for the realization of what trouble really is. That's trouble. You just have a puzzle to solve. Salud.